विश्वरूप दर्शन इज व्हाट भगवान इज रिवीलिंग टू अस एज डिजायर्ड एंड रिक्वेस्टेड बाय अर्जुन. After listening to his vibhutis in the 10th chapter, 54 in them, 54 qualities, vibhutis that Bhagwan described to Arjuna. So now Arjuna wants to see his Vishwarup, the Viratarup. And Bhagwan, out of compassion to him, to Arjuna, as Arjuna is his friend, and now through the teachings is his disciple as well. So the request that Arjuna made, Bhagwan has accepted that, and now he is revealing his Virat, Vishwarupa form. And in this Vishwarupa form, Bhagwan wants Arjuna, and that includes us as well, to see him as the totality. So when there is totality, then there is no individuality. So when Arjuna sees in Bhagwan everything, all the beings entering him, in him, his flaming fire-like mouth, Arjuna is seeing himself also in there. So the implication is, we are also in there. There cannot be a totality and I am separate. I am also included in there. And that is the divine vision that Bhagwan, Lord, gave to Arjuna. And that is what the divine vision Bhagwan wants us to have. To see ourselves in the totality. It's like sitting on a computer, Googling. You know, we want to see Google Street Map, or we want to see what's happening wherever. So we go on to our Google. That's our divine vision. So like that, Bhagwan has taken care of the concept of the space and time. So Arjuna is able to see everything there itself. And for that, we don't have to do any external changes in our atmosphere, in our environment, in our home. All we have to do is just change our vision, our perspective. Well, somebody is going to say, I have a question. You talk about the totality and I am also in there. I don't see that. All this world, all these objects, and my body is separate, this body is separate. So, I mean, I don't see that as a totality. I'm separate and all these things are, you know, separate. So if we think of it, like was explained here before, our gross body is what we see most of the time, and the gross world. And this gross body is made up of five elements: space, air, fire, water, earth. And this totality is made of the same five elements: space, air, fire, water, earth. These five elements came from the totality, the total five elements. Didn't come from anywhere else. When this physical body goes, either we are buried or we are cremated, when these five elements merge, then in the form of food, it goes into the human beings, and then in the form of seeds, they merge, and then we are born. So it's the same cycle that goes. So that's the physical body, the gross body. Now subtle body, which is our mind and intellect, the sushma sharira, the subtle body, which is made up of our five organs of perception: shabda, rasa, rupa, gandha, sparsh, the speech, the taste, all those. And then it is also made of five organs of action: hands, legs, these things. Then it has these five subtle elements. Then we have our five pranas. Prana, apan, udan, saman, vyan. These five elements, these subtle bodies, is also made of these five elements. The sattvic aspect makes up for the five organs of perception. The rajasic aspect takes care of the five organs of action and the five aspects of pranas. And then we have avidya, kama, karma, then mana, buddhi, chitta, ankar. So, sushma body is composed of 27 elements like that. That is also made of these five elements, the subtle form. So, that is also inert. That is also going to go. So, then where is the I left, the individuality left? It is only the consciousness in the reflected form that is carrying this bundle, the sanghat, the complex of five elements together that we want to claim as mine and I. The mamakar and the ahankar, the hybrid. And that's what the problem is for us. See, yeah, the body, I wish we had the kosha thing, it's in the office, the five kosha that we have, and the gross body that we have, the flesh and the bones, blood and all these marrows, that is space, fire, air, water, earth, right? And that, and then our subtle body, which is comprised of the five organs of senses, which are shabda, rasa, rupa, gandha, sparsh, the touch and the taste and the smell. And then the five organs of action, the hands and the legs and the excretion and all these things. And then the breathing part, the prana, the apana, the vyana, the udana, the samana distribution, right? And then the five elements, subtle elements, not the grossified form, but the subtle elements themselves. And then we have mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, this aspect. And then we have the ignorance, the desire, the avidya, kama, karma. So that complex is the subtle body. But that sometimes it becomes too much. So for practical purposes, we only take five organs of perception and the five organs of action and then the avidya, kama, karma and the madh, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. So that's also inert. And that gains sentiency by the reflection of the consciousness with the intellect that we talked on Thursday class, and that becomes the intelligence. And that's the ego. I am the doer. I did it. I like it. I enjoy it. So that creates a problem. So that is, when we are here in this room, it appeals to us very good. But as soon as we walk out, we forget it. So all Bhagavan wants us to know and do is during our day-to-day activity, do a little bit of thinking as well. Not just mechanically doing on things. Otherwise, what is the difference between us and other species or, you know, plants or animals? We have, Bhagavan gave us a mind to think. So, with that backdrop, let's move on to our shloka number 21. In 19 and 20, we saw the non-beginning, non-ending, middleless form of omnipotent form of Bhagwan with sun and moon as his eyes, blazing fire-like mouth, scorching the whole land from heaven to earth, seeing his beautiful roop and the Ugra roop. And he says, Bhagwan, O Lord, all the three worlds are getting very terrified. So let's move on to shloka number 21.
Amihitvam surasad sangha vishanti kechid bhita pranjalayo grananti swasti tyuktva maharshi siddha sangha stuvanti tvam stuti bihi pushkala bihi.
Amihitvam, all these tvam, yours, surasangha vishanti, all these celestial beings, which are also in the form of all the warriors in the battle of Kurukshetra, like Bhishma, Drona, and other celestial beings, they were kind of celestial beings vishanti, entering in your mouth, kechit bhita, some are terrified, pranjalaya gurananti, and they are folding their hands together out of fear. Swasti tyokta, Maharshi Siddha Sangha. And then the second is, all the wise men, like the Narad Rishi and all the other Maharishis, they are saying, may all be well, may all be well, may peace be everywhere. Stuvanti tvam stutibhihi pushkalabhi. Stuvanti means they're praising you. Stutibhihi means hymns. You're singing your prayers, hymns, pushkalabhi, with fullness. Like when we say the Gita chanting with fullness. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Not like that. Om Sahana Bhavatu. You want to feel it. So that's the fullness, the completeness. Pushkalabhihi, with completeness. So, all these celestial beings are entering in your mouth. Some are terrified. And all the wise men, like Narad Rishis, they are saying, may all be well, may all be well. They are not terrified. So, when we take it into our perspective, some of us are afraid of death, and some of us, they understand some concept. So, Gurudev has described three classes of people here. One is below normal, one is normal, and one is above normal. So, below normal people are those who have not really understood and seen the process of decay and death. So when it happens to them, they are terrified. They are afraid. They are scared. Normal group of people is, they have some concept of decay and death. But the aham and the mam bhav, the I and the mind bhav is so strong, they are not able to let go of it. It's my house, my car, my business. And they have problem giving up. And then the third class of people is the wise people. They know that this is just a physical gross body. And they are unborn anyway. So they are saying, okay, may peace be everywhere. Everything is going to be okay. Because whatever God does is for the well-being of us anyway. So the first group of people, we can probably relate to people who have more of a tamasic quality, the out of the three qualities, the sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic, and we all have those three qualities in different balances at different times of the day, and then depending on what our, you know, sadhana is, the proportion wise. So the first group, the tamasic group, they have a problem like alasya, nidra, and pramad. Pramad is like negligence, and alasya is laziness. And nidra is sleep. So negligence is like this. Like Dr. Pardi tells me, Pankaj, I have to be here at such and such time. So can you please make arrangements and make sure that, you know, everything is here. So today comes. I show up late. Dr. Pardi says, oh, did you do this? What? You never told me anything. I don't remember anything. You telling me anything? So that's pramad, that's negligence. Like Dr. Mehta said, I'm including this, first of all, myself. We are all bhukta-bhogis. For all the years, the mission is here. The knowledge is here. We come, drop our children, and leave. And come back and pick them up. We know this is here. So we have to come here. If we are thirsty, we are going to come to the well. The well is not going to go to the thirsty people. It's already here. The well is here. All we have to do is just come here. But we don't. That's because of negligence out of our pramad coming from our tamasic quality. So it's here. We just got to come. The second is laziness. Same thing I promised Dr. Party. Okay, I'll be here on time. First of all, I start late from home. Then I have to go and get gas. Then when I come here, I'm driving around. I'm trying to find the closest spot as they have left it for me. And then I don't find it, I park it, and then I'm coming. Then I have to go and get some water. So all the diversions, and then coming here, and then I'm late. And then Dr. Pari says, where are you? This is already, you know, we are way past our time. So that's the second quality. So, and then Nidra, of course, asleep, I sleep in. So these are the three quality of people that Gurudev has pointed out in Surusangha. And then Pushkalabhi means doing all our work with completeness, with our full effort, giving it our 100%. We can move on to the next one.
Rudraditya vasvo ye cha sadhyah vishvaishvino marutashchoshmapascha gandharvya yaksha surasiddha sanghah vikshante tvam vismitashchaiva sarvai.
In Arjuna's time, he was of the Vedic period, so they had more of Vedic kind of gods. So all these are mainly gods that we probably don't know as much, like 11 Rudras, 12 Adityas, then 8 Vasus. Bhishmaji was one of the Vasus. Sadhyas, Sadhyas are our ancestral deities, the Pitras. And then the Ushmapas, you know, when we do our yagnas, we put ghee and all those things. So these are the deities that accept that and take it to the higher beings. And then the Marutas. Marutas are the powers of wind. And then the Gandharvas, they sing, they make lot of noises. Then the Yakshas are like Kuber, the god of wealth. Then Asur, all the demons. Siddhas like Kapil Bhagwan, Vikshante Tvam, looking at you, Vismata Shaiva Sarve, with surprise, with astounding. So, like up here, they have a story about Marutas, the power of winds. They are also considered as the brothers of Indra. And there's a story in Bhagavatam when Diti was pregnant with her children. And Indra had, there was some problem. So Indra entered the wound to kill the Marutas. And he killed one Maruta and cut him into 7 pieces. Then he cut them further, all the 7 pieces, into 7 more pieces. So 49 altogether. And then when that happened, they started crying. The mother woke up. And then Indra, you know, all 49 plus 1, 50. Indra came out. And Indra was terrified. So he asked for her forgiveness. He said, now since I did that, and I also came out of your womb, so I'm their brother now, I'm your son. And he took them all to the heaven. And then in Ramayana, when Hanumanji goes to Lanka, and then he burns Lanka, he invoked Marutas, the powers of wind. When with their power, the fire spread in the whole Lanka, and then that burned the whole Lanka. So that's what is described in that. And then, you know, one more addition, he says, Asura. So all the bad influences, all the demonic beings are also included in him, along with the other celestial beings. So there is no separation here. As he's talked about before, like in totality. So I think this concept is somewhat different as in Hinduism, like good and bad are both in one totality. As Bhagwan pointed out in his 54 qualities, he's there in, you know, whatever, like a gambler or whatever, in his full glory. So bad and good are in one. And I'm ignorant about the others, you know, I think the angels and divine. So if Tony or Barbara, you know, you can probably elaborate on that aspect and enlighten us on that aspect, because here they have, like, in one God, it's both good and bad are there in one.
Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.